Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless you once again for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you for your sweet spirit that's in this place right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done so far. We thank you for being God over our lives. We thank you for being so good. We thank you for never leaving us, nor forsaking us. And Lord, we just bless you on this day for being so awesome, keeping us in our right mind, keeping us with perfect peace when hell is going on all around us. Lord, we just thank you on today. We thank you for having your way in this service, Lord. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, to send a word on today. Because somebody needs a word, Lord. So we're asking you to send a word now. A word that's going to touch somebody. A word that's going to pierce that heart. Lord, a word that's going to do what it came to do. Send a word now in the name of Jesus. Move me out of the way now, Lord. We want you to have your way, Lord. And Lord, we'll give you all the praise, the glory and honor belongs to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise on today. Come on. Oh, bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Amen. We truly give honor to God on tonight. Amen. He is so wonderful. He is so awesome. Amen, as we came to celebrate the leaders, the angels of this house, Bishop Jimmy Jones. Oh. Keep standing, because we also have to honor his boo, his best friend, his baby mama, his wife, his helpmate, Pastor Cora Jones. Y'all, come on. Give it up for him, Christian Fellowship. Come on. Give it up for him. Hey. Man, such a blessing. Amen. Been in this thing 36 years. That's a long time to pastor people. Amen. And we just praise God for our relationship. And amen. For both of you reaching out. And just, amen. Being available. Amen. Even with all what you have going on. And Bishop, we appreciate you. We appreciate you, Lady Jones. We thank you. Amen, for allowing us to be a part of your blessed lives. Amen, very humbling. Amen, to know that when I used to come out here in the early 90s in the back of the church, amen, hoping he wouldn't call me up because I didn't want to fall out. Hell, you put hands on them, they fall out. Let me hide back here. I don't want them calling me. Amen. To listening to him on the radio, going back to Mississippi State, listening to him and learning about the power of the tongue and learning I had, amen, I could speak life over my situation. Had no idea until I heard you on the radio back in 93, 94. You were ministering to me way back 25, 26 years ago. And to stand before you to be a part of this celebration, we appreciate it. Amen. And thank you, Christian Fellowship. Amen. Give yourselves a hand on the night, Christian Fellowship. Amen. We praise God for all of you. Amen. To amen. All of you, the awesome hospitality that we've had. Amen. To my own lovely wife that sang so beautifully, Lady Shay Johnson. I love you, baby. Appreciate you. to my sons and my daughter, the Johnsons, my children, I love you, appreciate you. Amen. Elder Rick, God bless you for coming. House of Mercy, God bless you for coming out. Amen. To support us on this evening. House of Mercy, where you at? We ain't scared nobody, did we? We got to let everybody know we in the house. Amen. Amen. Everybody all right? Everybody? We good? All right. All right. Y'all used to us. That's what we do. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. My brother back there. Amen. Hawk, Rob, God bless you. Amen. God bless you. All the pastors in here, the ministers, God bless all of you. Amen. God bless you all on tonight. Amen. I'm not going to be before you long. Amen. But there is a word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. As I was seeking the Lord on what to talk about, he led me to this passage of scripture. So those of you that have your Bibles, amen, turn with me to Genesis chapter 15. Genesis, the 15th chapter. Genesis, the 15th chapter. First book of the Bible. If you over in the New Testament, come on up and get some prayer. Genesis. Just kidding. Just kidding. Genesis, the 15th chapter. You have it, say amen. Need more time, say hold up. I will hold up. I heard a hold up somewhere. Genesis, the 15th chapter. Genesis, the 15th chapter. We'll be starting at verse number 1. Are we there? Verse 1, it reads as follows. It says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed. And lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth aboard and said, look now towards heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed. Verse 6, last verse. And he believed, somebody say believed. And he believed in the Lord. And he counted it to him for righteousness. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. God's word for God's people. Abraham believed what the Lord told him again. And it was counted to him for righteousness.